From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Afghanistan, Taliban authorities say they have delivered a message to Osama bin Laden. It's from a group of clerics asking him to leave Afghanistan voluntarily. It is not known how bin Laden responded to the message or what his next move may be. Today's announcement is significant in at least one regard. It's the first time since the September 11th attacks that the Taliban's leaders have indicated they know where bin Laden is and how to communicate with him. From Islamabad, Pakistan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The recommendation that Osama bin Laden leave Afghanistan was originally made by a group of Muslim clerics 1 week ago. Asked to explain the delay in delivering the message, a senior Taliban official said, "It's not like we can pick up the phone and talk to Osama or fax a message to him. He has no such facilities." The message, he says, was delivered in person. In the past, Taliban officials claimed they did not know where bin Laden was located or even if he was still in Afghanistan. Pressure is mounting on the increasingly isolated Taliban regime to hand over the Saudi-born fugitive and meet other U.S. demands. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have severed ties with the Taliban. Pakistan is the only nation in the world that continues to recognize the regime. A Pakistani delegation is preparing to leave for the Afghan city of Kandahar in what appears to be a last-ditch attempt to convince the Taliban to hand over Osama bin Laden. Pakistani government spokesman Riaz Mohammed Khan says the delegation of mainly Muslim clerics is not officially sanctioned, but is welcomed nonetheless.
If any prominent personalities or anybody wishes to play a role to sensitize further the Taliban government to what the international community is expecting from them, that would be a welcome role from our point of view. That will be a positive role from our point of view.
Meanwhile, Pakistan says its banks have frozen the assets of two groups on a U.S. list of organizations and individuals allegedly linked with terrorism. Today, tens of thousands of people took part in a day of national solidarity. The rallies, organized by pro-government parties, were clearly designed to counter larger protests staged by Muslim groups here that support the ruling Taliban and view Osama bin Laden as an Islamic hero. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.